return to heaven. 390, please. 390, dear Savior, thou art mine. How sweet the thought to me. Let me repeat thy name and lift my heart to thee. We'll stand to sing this lovely hymn, please. Come along to tell us about the work in the south of Ireland. Our brother's the minister of our Carrigary congregation, and I'm just going to hand the meeting over to him now to come and tell us about the work in the south of Ireland.
May I thank our brother Tommy for his kind words of welcome, and we're glad to be here in your prayer meeting tonight and to share with you what's happening in the work in the south of Ireland, and glad to have that opportunity. We're very glad to see everyone as well. Glad you could come tonight. I want first of all to read some verses from the book of Psalms. We're reading from Psalm 10. Psalm 10 and the verse 12. Psalm 10 and the verse 12. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thy hand. The poor committed himself unto thee, and thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble, and thou wilt prepare their heart, and thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Amen. We thank God for his word tonight, for the Holy Scriptures, and we know that the Lord will bless his truth to our hearts. Well, some time ago, Dr. Paisley asked me to come here to the prayer meeting and to share with you something of the work in the south of Ireland. That was way back before Christmas time. And of course, with very bad weather, I don't know what it was like in this part of the world, but down with us, it was very bad. We had plenty of snow and frost and ice. Some of our own people couldn't get out for at least 3 weeks. Many of our folk, they're all rural people, of course, and they live way in back roads everywhere. And we're way out in the sticks there in County Monaghan. And the weather was very treacherous and very bad, so they had to be cancelled, I think, twice. And so then he asked me to come again, and I'm very glad to be here tonight now for to share the work with you. As our brother Tommy has said, I'm ministering down in Corrigarry Drum, County Monaghan. We're about 15 or 17 miles from Monaghan town, and roughly the same again distance from County Cavan, from Cavan town. We've been there now for 3 years, and it's hard to believe that, how quickly time goes by. Time just seems to fly. Thank God the work has made good progress there in Corrigarry. We have a good number of people coming out on Sunday mornings. We have between 70 and 80. We have extra people coming to us now, just started recently, coming to us from Ballybay. Maybe some of you folk know where Ballybay is. I was talking to a lady there before the meeting, and she was telling me that her father came originally from Red Hills in County Cavan. And that's not too far away from where we are in Corrigarry. And so we have some extra numbers coming to us from Ballybay in County Cavan, for which we are thankful. In our congregation, we have a good number of young people and young families. And that's always very encouraging for to have that. And of course, from our work there, we conduct outreach work as well. There last year we had some gospel meetings up in the little town of Clonus. And Clonus would be regarded as a very Republican Sinn Féin town. But yet in the middle of that town there's a Protestant Howell. Going way back, it's been there for many, many years. And last year there we had some gospel meetings there on a Sunday afternoon. Then after that we went to the town hall in Cavan for some gospel meetings also on every Saturday night. We started in the winter time, and town hall in Cavan is very big. They didn't put on the heating too early for us, so we're famished in yon place and it was very, very cold indeed. But nevertheless, we had some encouraging meetings there also. Now, of course, we've had the Consider Christ campaign there for the border counties, Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal, and Leitrim. And that was a good time for us. We were enabled to put gospel literature into every home around the border counties. There was a number of inquiries following that from different people looking for gospel literature and so on. And we thank God that every home, thousands of homes, received the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Following that, of course, we had some open-air meetings. We're thankful for the young people, for the teams that came down from the province to help us with outreach after the Consider Christ campaign. We had open-air meetings in Monaghan and in Cavan, and the Reverend David Smith from Ardara, he took a team of young people down to Dundalk for an open air also. We had many good contacts, many people reached, an opportunity to have conversations with people and to speak to them about the gospel. And then, of course, there just January passed, again we had a good team of young people's fellowships came to us, the youth council from different parts of the province, and they came and helped us with the distribution of Bible calendars, scripture gift calendars in Monaghan and also in Cavan Town. Do pray that the Lord will bless the homes that receive the literature, the calendars. One good thing about a calendar, nobody will refuse a calendar. And when a calendar is put up, when they look at it, they can't escape, they can't miss seeing the Bible verses, the Bible texts. And pray that God will bless that work. And that as a result, that precious souls may be saved and converted. Of course, our best outreach is the ploughing match, the ploughing outreach. And that has been a great success over the years. We thank God for that. We're back again this year, the Lord willing, in September time, down in Athy in County Kildare. It's been there for the past couple of years, right there in the Midlands. And that has been a great blessing to each and every one. Usually a team of between 14 and 16 there go every year. The last week in September, from Monday through until Thursday. As you know, we set up a marquee there, and we set out some tables and chairs. We make a cup of tea available to the people coming in. We have book tables as well. And we have been greatly encouraged indeed with the people. Over the past few years, I've seen times there in the marquee at the outreach, the marquee has been full of people. They come in for a cup of tea, they sit down, they want to chat. People are very open, you will find in the vast majority of cases, are very open in the south of Ireland now to speak about spiritual things. Whereas some years ago it was more difficult, and there was always that barrier, and it was harder. But we've had a great time over the past few years. Previous to that, of course, we were down, way down in the furthest point south, down in County Cork. We've been in Carlow, but now we're back again in Athy. That has been a great opportunity, and it's amazing just how open-hearted people are to speak about the things of Christ and about the gospel. And the most famous book, of course, has been the Scriptures. Great interest in the Word of God. We, as I say, we set out our book tables there. Everything is free on it. We make a good number of Bibles available, gospel tracts, literature, all of that, and everything is free. And it's great to see the people coming in wanting a copy of the Scriptures, the New Testament, and also the New and Old Testament, as the case may be. Do pray that the Lord will bless the seed that has been sown there over the years. I suppose over the week, maybe last year, there was 130,000 passed through the gates for the ploughing competition of all age groups. And it's always packed to capacity. I think Wednesday is usually the big day with a big crowd of people. And the Lord has been good to us and kind to us in sending us good weather as well for the past few years. But I want to tell you about a man that was contacted I think maybe it could be 4 or 5 years ago now when we had the outreach in Carlow. And there was a man contacted then by one of our workers from Market Hill, and he spoke to him, was very much interested, and gave him some literature. That man came all the way up from the south of Ireland and came up to the services on a few occasions there to the church in Market Hill. He stayed at this man's home as well. He kept contact with him, wrote to him and so on like that. And we heard there last year, there before Christmas time, that man has been gloriously converted and saved. And he's going to a little Baptist church way down in Limerick. It's way down that part of the country. So thank God for that. The Lord is at work, and he has promised that he will honour his word, and his word will not return unto him void. And there, a couple of years ago, our brother Rem McLaren there from Tullyvallen, he had good contact with 3 young people over from the west of Ireland, 3 young people that made a decision for Christ. Do pray for them. We didn't see them back last year. Only young, and a brother, I'd for whatever reason, decided not just for to keep contact with them. They were only young fellas, and maybe the home situation might have been difficult. You have to be wise as well in all these situations. But the Lord is able to lead them on, and God is able to bless them, and the Lord is able to keep them going on with himself. Just want to mention also, this coming year, the Lord willing, first week in July, we're hoping to have a team of young people from the Youth Council with us in Corrigarry. We're hoping there for a children's mission, a Bible club, the first week in July. I'd ask you to remember us in prayer and pray that we may be enabled for to get in children from around the area there, that they may be brought in under the sound of the gospel. There's great need in that part of the country as well. As you may know, you may not know, but where we're situated would be predominantly Protestant area, Presbyterian, and Church of Ireland. But nevertheless, there's a hardness there. Again, the gospel, against the things of God. A lot of formal religion, a lot of empty, dead formal religion. Pray that God will bless around that area, and that we might be enabled for to get many, many children in under the sound of the gospel. I would commend that youth club to your prayers for this coming July, the first week in July. We like to engage in gospel missions as well in Corrigarry, around that area. There back in February time, we had a gospel mission in Stone Park, Orange Hall, way out in the country. And we were encouraged with the attendance. Many local people come in, and we thank God for that. And also back some time ago as well, we had a gospel mission in Newton Butler. Newton Butler is just over the border there in Fermanagh. So we are encouraged, though we're living, as I'm sure you know, in difficult times. Hearts are hard, but they've always been hard against the gospel. And the Lord is able to soften them. And the Lord is able to save to the uttermost whosoever will call upon him. Doesn't matter who they are or where they come from, God is able to save them, and the Lord is able to bless. Pray for revival. I know you do pray for revival here in the church. For I know Dr. Paisley never ceases to send up petitions, his prayers for revival. How we need it, desperately need it. We need a breath from heaven. We need a breath from God. May the Lord in his mercy send it to us, that we'll have a time of revival and a time of refreshing sent from heaven above. Do remember us in prayer there. We thank God for what the Lord has been doing among us. But we look for greater things. We're praying for souls to be saved, for the work of God to be revived. God would take away the coldness and the deadness, and send us a mighty time to time of blessing, how we need it. And let us lay hold upon the Lord for it. I just want to leave a few thoughts with you tonight from this psalm here that we read together. The Psalm 10. Or the Psalm 10 and the verse 17. Psalm 10, the verse 17. Let us just bow together briefly in a word of prayer. Our blessed Father, we thank Thee tonight for Thy grace and for Thy favour. We thank Thee for the gospel of our blessed Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. For we know it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for the cross. We praise Thee, Father, and thank Thee that our Saviour, He loved us and He gave Himself for us. He died for us. And we praise Thee, He rose again from the dead. And He's alive tonight and alive forevermore. And we know that He's at the right hand of the Majesty on high, where He ever lives to make intercession for us. O Lord, we thank Thee. We praise Thee for Thy word tonight. We thank Thee for our gathering and for our meeting together. We thank You, Lord, for we know tonight that God hears and answers prayer. O visit us, Lord, we pray. This whole land, north and south, the length and breadth of this land, come, Lord, among us, we pray, with a mighty outpouring of the Spirit. We pray that the windows of heaven would be open, and we pray for multitudes of souls to be converted and to be saved and to be ushered into the kingdom of heaven. Help us, Lord, to pray and to pray in the Spirit and to pray believing. Bless, Lord, Your word to our hearts tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just a few thoughts I want to leave with you tonight here in the verse 17. Psalm 10. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart, and Thou wilt cause Thine ear to hear. It's a great thing to have admittance and to have access into the presence of God in prayer. I trust we'll never lose sight of that. What a privilege to pray, and what a wonderful thing it is to have access to the King of Kings and the One who is the Lord of Lords. When we come to prayer, we know we come to have an audience with God Himself. Oh, I trust we'll never lose sight of that. For that surely is part of prayer. It is an audience with the Most High, with God Almighty, that we sinners saved by grace, that we can approach Him, lift up our hearts, and make our wants and wishes known unto the Lord. We know tonight that prayer is the strength of our life. That's where we get our strength from. That's where we get our blessing from, our fire from. We receive it at the throne of grace and mercy. It is the very foundation. It is the very strength of our lives. But here in this verse we have what we might call the lowest form of prayer. And here's how the psalmist describes it. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. It's only a desire. We might call that the lowest form of prayer. A desire. It's not a great prayer as such. When we think of great prayers, we think perhaps of men like Elijah and Elisha. Man like Moses and Abraham. And we read of their mighty intercessions and their great prayers. But this is just a desire that the psalmist is speaking of. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. It's not great words. It's not even the form of prayer. Or a composed prayer. That's not what God is looking for. A lot of fancy prayers. They're composed, they're written well. But are they heard in heaven? Do they ever rise any higher than the ceiling or the roof? Well, this is a real prayer here, even though it is a lowly prayer. It is the desire of the humble. Yes, a prayer may be very attractive. It may be put together very well. But the question is, does it ever reach heaven? But here's something here's a prayer that reaches into glory itself. Even comes before the Almighty. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Just a desire. That maybe here in the prayer meeting tonight, you have come here to this time of prayer. There may be some trouble. There may be some difficulty, some burden upon your heart. And maybe you feel tonight that you can't utter anything by way of speech or words. But there's that desire there in your soul. There's that desire in your heart. Then you ought not to fear or be discouraged, because the Lord has promised to hear even the desire of the humble. Even though they can't express it or put it into words, it's only a desire. But thank God he sees that. He knows all about it. And he is ready to answer prayer. The prayer here is identified. That's the first thing. It's just desire. And how very often when we come to a prayer meeting, and only the Lord can see into the heart, he knows the trouble, he knows the care. And that desire, of course, may go unuttered. As I say, it may be just a heavy burden. It might be some very deep emotion. The person may feel very deeply. Maybe our heart has been troubled or broken over the past weeks or months or over the past year. A broken heart. Trouble. You may be concerned for the family. Unsaved loved ones and friends. And people round about. But thank God the Lord hears. He knows all about it. Even the sigh. A sigh is not very much, is it? But it's an indication that there's desire there. Though it's unuttered. That's the prayer identified. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Isn't it a good thing that the Lord can see into our hearts? That he knows and that he understands. When we feel that we can't even utter two words or open our mouths at all, even in the place of prayer. Sometimes things come in upon us. They overwhelm us, as it were. But oh, there's that desire there in the heart. Thank God for it. Because I think the true essence of prayer is desire. Where there's no desire, you have nothing. And if a person has no desire, if they have no desire, they can't pray anyway. But oh, praise God for that. Even that emotion, that deep sigh. Note that this prayer is heard. Is heard. And it's heard in the courts of heaven. Yes, it might be just a deep emotion. But that doesn't hinder it in the least. It's heard in the holy place. Don't we speak about in the place of prayer, entering within the veil, into the Holy of Holies. And thank God that is true. And we come the blood-sprinkled way. And isn't it a marvelous thing that even just that desire is registered in heaven? It would be a wonder, and it is a wonder, that when we speak that we're heard at all. Who are we, sinners saved by the grace of God? And of course we are heard. The ear of the Almighty is ever open unto our cry. But isn't it a greater wonder still that he even takes note of our desire, the longing of our heart, that thing that is pressing down upon us that can't be expressed or put into words. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. What a marvelous thing. This prayer is
heard.
It goes beyond the spoken word. Just that desire. I was thinking of that verse there that we have in the Psalm. In the Psalm 37 and verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The desires of thine heart. I think the trouble with us, and I include myself in this very much, these times in which we're living, you know, we're inclined to delight ourselves in everything. Everything and anything. But do we delight ourselves in the Lord? In who he is and what he has done for us? In the mighty God of heaven. Seems to be sometimes it's almost gone or absent. That desire, that delighting ourselves in God. We ought to delight in him. Be joyful in him. Be overwhelmed when we think of what he means to us and what he has done for us. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God that he has saved us. He has cleansed us. He has set us free. And we have an inheritance prepared for us, reserved for us in the glory. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. He knows our desires. Nobody else knows them. And maybe it's just as well they don't. But God knows them. He sees them. And he is very attentive to every one of them that are there resting in our hearts, unspoken. But oh, it is a deep groan, as it were, that longing for God's blessing, for God's mercy, for God's answer, for the Lord's help. Then, of course, the people are identified here as well. Lord, thou hast heard the desire, and it's of the humble, not the proud. We know what the scripture says concerning the proud. The proud he knoweth afar off. It's one of the things that the Lord detests and hates, the proud look. It's the desire here of the humble. Their prayer is lowly, only a desire, and they are lowly as well. We might count them and refer to them as the nothings and the nobodies. The Apostle Paul reminds us there in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, brethren, you see your calling, not many noble, not many mighty are called. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise and the mighty. Nobody's. Prayer is feeble, and the people are feeble. But you remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5. They are the poor, and he says, they are blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We're living in a proud age when man exalts himself. He is his own God. He can rule his own life. He can work everything out for himself. He's in charge of all, his own destiny and everything else. It's the poor. Poor in spirit. You see, they know something of their need, don't they? It's only this desire. Oh, but it's deep and it's heartfelt. They're conscious of it. They know something of their need. And they recognize that the only one who can help them is the Lord. The only one that can help them and bless them and strengthen them and see them through. Only God can do. They recognize that. Though they be very lowly, they have a great insight, haven't they? Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. They're not looking to the world. They're not looking to men for aid or for help or for strength or for succor. No, they're looking to Him for the grace that they need and for the blessing. They have insight. They believe in the throne of grace. Lord, Thou hast heard the desire of the humble, and Thou wilt prepare their heart, and Thou wilt cause Thine ear to hear. Maybe there's somebody in the meeting like that tonight, and you feel as if you cannot at all lift up your voice to God in prayer. You can't speak a word, but God sees your heart, and He knows, and He takes notice, and He is willing, and He is able. Oh, He looks upon that desire, though it be faint and weak, and you feel like that. But after all, it's when we're low at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's then we're strong. It's when we are weak, then we're strong. Thank God for that tonight. He hears the desire, the prayer of the lowly, of the humble. And thank God tonight, may we never lose sight of it, that every time we meet together for prayer, we're coming to have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May the Lord bless a few thoughts to our hearts tonight.